Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Mr. Sal's Weekly Review Podcast. Hope everyone's had a great New Year's. We already talked to most of you in school. Hope everyone is staying warm today. We didn't have school yesterday with the great freeze of the Northeast. Well, anyway, I meant to record this last night, and I'll push it out as a late night Friday night podcast, but I got sidetracked. I was working on a project with my daughter, so I didn't get it recorded last night. We'll do this as a Saturday mid-morning update for the class. I have the option right now of either doing laundry or working on the podcast, so I figure I'll do some schoolwork and work on the podcast and put the laundry off. I'm hoping to do a weekly podcast review for the class, and people may listen to it, people may not. That's up to you guys, but at least there'll be information out there if you would like to take advantage of it. I received several emails about a test update as to what was going to happen. So right now, everything is tentative with the exception of Monday. Monday, there will be the test. It's going to be two parts. One part's going to be multiple choice. I'm either going to give you a reading passage, a map, or a graph and have questions based on it. Everyone is going to take that. Even new students that will go in this 9 weeks grade. Then the second part will be the essay part. And the essay part is going to be open notes. Only the students who have been here for World War II or have been registered in the class for the World War II unit will take it. Notes must be handwritten. I'm not sure if this is going to go in the second or third 9 weeks grading period. It depends on when the grades are due. If they're still due Friday, there's no way I'll get everything graded in the grade book on time. So I might push these back to the third 9 weeks. As for a second part of the essay, I'm not certain. I don't know what the Keystone testing schedule is going to look like. So that's up in the air. I'll know more Monday when I come into school. So you'll definitely have a test on Monday. If you're not there, you're going to have to make it up after school because these grades have to be in. I don't want to end up having to put a zero in for you guys. I think we're still doing Keystone makeups next week. I'll find out more on Monday. And how the Keystone makeups and how everything else goes depends on when grades are going into the grade book. A little preview, getting ahead of ourselves. The next unit is going to be the 1950s. We're going to use the post-World War II era as a transition. End of World War II into the 1950s. 1950s sometimes are called the good old days, but that's the big overarching question you guys are going to have to answer by the end of the unit. Were they really the good old days? The show Happy Days is based upon this era. It came out in the 70s. I remember watching it as a kid. It was a big night to watch TV with our three channels. But also during the 50s, which were sometimes called the good old days, we have the beginning of the Cold War. We have atomic testing. We have the Korean War. We have the space race, which is part of the Cold War. And a lot of these events that we're going to talk about are part of the Cold War, such as the changes to the Pledge of Allegiance. We have another Red Scare. Our involvement with Vietnam begins back then, and that can be considered part of the Cold War. On the local front, or the home front, the national front, civil rights really comes to the forefront. There's many people, many important people that you'll be learning about. A lot of events that, safe to say, will blow your mind, we'll discuss in class. You have the advent of rock and roll, some colorful figures, some controversy with that. You have cinema becoming a form of social protest, kind of goes back to the great dictator and things of that nature. Television emerges as a form of entertainment. You have new states, you have a booming U.S. industry, you have discussion of UFOs, unidentified flying objects, and hopefully we'll get some time to practice some duck and cover exercises that were big back in the 50s with the Cold War and atomic testing. So a little preview as to what's going on, and be prepared for your test on Monday. Realistically, the whole test is open note because the reading passage, you'll have it in front of you while you're answering the questions. That'll be separate. And then we'll get into the essay, which you are allowed to use your handwritten notes. Have a good day and stay warm.